Thank you, Chair. At the outset, we would like to express our appreciation for your efforts in organizing this meeting. We would also like to thank the coordinators, both Montenegro and Germany, for the efforts they have made in the field of cooperation, international cooperation and assistance. Mr. Chair, Iraq looks forward to the promotion of partnerships and cooperation with donor countries, international organizations, and civil society organizations that work in the field of mines and through which work can be conducted to implement national programs on clearance, victims' assistance and rehabilitation, and awareness-raising programs. Such partnerships will have a clear positive effect on our capacity in Iraq to fulfill our obligations under the Convention. In this context, Iraq adopted its national strategic plan for 2022-2028 through a clear and detailed needs assessment for land surveys, mine clearance, and resource requirements in order to implement the national plan to fulfill our obligations under the Convention. We also sent an invitation to the ISU and UNMAS, as well as foreign organizations mandated to work with our national program to provide us with international support as necessary so that we can fulfill our obligations as soon as possible under the Convention. Iraq organized an international conference for donor countries to help us with our national landmine program on the 17th of February of this year, with the participation of UNMAS and other national and international organizations. In this conference, the needs of Iraq were assessed in order to help Iraq fulfill its obligations under the Convention. Regular meetings will be organized between the national authority as well as donor states and organizations in order to follow up the implementation of the decisions of the conference and to present updates and government priorities. Finally, we would like to thank the ISU for visiting Iraq last March to look into the first draft on the extension request to be submitted by the end of the year by Iraq. They saw for themselves contamination in Iraq by going to an area contaminated by cluster munitions organized by NPA with the national program. Finally, Mr. Chair, we would like to extend our thanks to all donor countries, international organizations, NGOs, and the ISU for continuously supporting our Iraqi mine action program. Iraq continues to have a dire need for international support by support for the national and international organization teams mandated with working with the national program for the purpose of surveys, clearance and quality control in contaminated areas, capacity building and victim assistance in cooperation with the Iraqi National Authority. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished delegate of Iraq.